It was really quick. We're going to kind of call you back in because we have about 40 more minutes. We just want to make sure that we...
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to make sure that we deliver every word that God has for people. So I know it's hard in the flesh. We're just going to... Thank you, Kim. Kim was a teacher for years, so she knows how to do it. We want to make sure that we deliver every word that the Lord has. Now, Bob just shared with me something important, and actually something I intended to talk about. As you get free emotionally, you'll find that often, not always, not all physical ailments are tied to emotional hooks, but sometimes they are. Sometimes when you get free emotionally, you'll find that you are healed from stuff. Because some things are tied, hooked. Not always, but Bob saw people being healed. Do you want to say it? You'll probably say it better than me. Do you want to share what you saw?
I've seen the Lord ministering to individuals, several individuals. There's things going on within your body. He was doing a creative miracle, creating a substance in your body that will go about within your body and purge out all illness. He showed me a person that was greatly initiated, and he says that every organ in your body is going to be restored, that everything in your system is going to operate to the perfection that he has created it, and you will be restored, your muscles, your strength, your vitality.
Yes.
And
amen. That word's from the Lord. I saw a person with a band around your chest, and it's causing tightness in your breathing. You have tightness of the lungs. I don't know who that is, but I heard break the bands of wickedness, so I break that band off. It's from the enemy. We release that person's breathing. Someone here has had something like lymphoma. You get you have certain pains in certain glands, and I saw the Lord draining out some of the toxins and releasing you. He's healing you today. Thought processes. There's someone here, I think in the past you may have suffered with some sort of mental illness or severe depression, and I saw the Lord breathing, literally just breathing life into your mind. And be encouraged. Listen, we don't make these up. We had a woman in St. Charles that I gave this word about God was freeing the mind, and this lady had been diagnosed with mental illness for years. She was set 100% free that day. She is brilliant. She is writing books, being published. She was set free. So, don't always my faith enough. Oh, is that for me? Listen, if it's in the air, take it. Okay, take it.
So when you said take it, what that means is this: it's a legal contract also. So when a word is released that you feel is for you, say, I take that in the name of Jesus. And then that way it's activated, it's locked.
Amen. Amen. I saw, and you can actually say, I believe it and I receive
it.
That's the simple way. I saw somebody with knee problems, and I've never seen this before, but it was almost like your kneecaps were pushed over, almost like it was pushed forward, and it has caused you a lot of difficulty when you try to sit up from a chair or sit down. You've got to be very careful about it. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are cushioning. You're putting extra cushioning in the knee joint and the kneecaps. Wow, you're setting straight. Oh, I'm just seeing I'm seeing a whole bunch of. I've never seen this like this. I'm seeing stuff in the room, all over the room, just alignment happening, all kinds of alignment. I'm seeing reconstruction. Someone actually has needed physical reconstruction due to trauma, that some kind of trauma hit your body and something's been kind of whacked out, I think for some years. And so right now we break the effects of trauma off your physical body as well as off your soul, mind, and spirit. We release the healing power of Christ for reconstruction, rebuilding, recreation in the name of Jesus. I saw issues, just holler when you have something. I saw, I know she's got a ton, something with the feet. It almost feels like feet tipped inward, like fallen arches, but someone somewhat painful, this hard I saw, just difficulty walking as the feet are tipped inward. And the problem is I'm seeing it cause alignment problems up the legs and even up into the hip area. Until now it's not just your feet that hurt, but it's your legs. And so I see the Lord, I saw him just take your feet and go tip. And strength, I saw strength coming into your feet and arches. God is releasing you in the name of Jesus. I speak to every bit of inflammation and swelling in the body that's not supposed to be there. And we command that to go back down in the name of Jesus. I'm just watching you to see if you want to interrupt.
Keep going.
Okay. Now, I know I said something earlier, but this, God hasn't let me go of this. I see, again, a digestive issue. An issue. And this, what I saw before was in the wall of the stomach lining, but now what I'm seeing is more below that in the area of the colon. I think it may be irritable bowel syndrome. Okay, and you've never told people about it because that's not the most thrilling thing to tell people about. It's been hard to go places. It's been hard to make plans because it has messed with your life. And God is, I saw God straightening that out as never, he said, as never before. This person, you've always had some kind of issue with this. But he said, I'm straightening out as never before. He said, you're going to be able to make a plan and stick to that plan. Someone's sitting here and you've got a broken heart and you felt today like, boy, they didn't, you know, I don't feel like this happened. I don't feel like I got what I needed. And I saw the Lord take you in his arms like hugging you tight, holding you tight. I saw his heart ministering to yours directly. The best kind of healing. The best kind, direct from the throne. He is saying to you, you were just saying this to yourself, I don't feel like I got what I needed. You were kind of feeling sad because you've had a lot of brokenness in your life. And you know who you are because you just said that to God a few minutes ago. But God is saying to you, one of the problems you have is that you don't really understand how much I love you or how deeply. You know it with your head. You've said it with your mouth. But deep down in your heart, you haven't understood how much I love you, that I would move mountains for you. I would move heaven and earth for you because you're mine. You're my own. And I have loved you because you are my own. You're part of me. You're not just someone who joined a club or went to a church. You're not just someone who visits an organization. You're part of me. And he said, I make no apology for you. I do not apologize for you. You're mine, my very own. And I know the problems you've had. And I know how it has hurt. And I know how many times you've been through it. But the one thing is, you don't really know me like I want you to know me. I want you to know that I'm on your side and I'm in your corner and I'm never going to back down. I'm never going to stop loving you. I'm never going to stop protecting you. I'm never going to stop caring about your life and your heart and your issues. And I am going to help you. Let me in. I will help you. I'm going to set this thing straight. I saw something that had been tipped over on its side, and I saw him set it straight, put things in order. I saw a picture of this. Now, that was for one person. This is for probably more than one. Sometimes when we go through too much in life, it's as though we've been through a war zone, and there's been a lot of ruins. You know, like World War II, you'd see those pictures where ruins. I remember when my life looked, there wasn't anything left standing. And it just seemed like dust everywhere, dust and ruins everywhere. And I remember feeling like I was just walking around in the ruins going, what? What do I do? And I remember the day when Jesus showed up and he had a hard hat on. And he had a clipboard. And he was assessing and he was going to build. And he was making a plan and he said, I'm going to build your city. I'm going to rebuild the things that Satan has destroyed, the things that your life has seen go down into ashes. I'm going to rebuild and I'm going to reconstruct. And when I reconstruct, my buildings last for eternity. They're not just good for this life on earth. They're good for eternity. And when I build something, it's something that can stand in the kingdom. It's something that has value. It's something that has purpose. It's something that is ordained of God. That's something you can't do, but I am going to do in your behalf.
I keep hearing the words regret. And as I'm asking the Lord what that's about, I'm hearing family regret. Some of you have raised kids, and maybe you were not doing such a great job at it, and there's some regret. And actually, the enemy was using that as a hook to keep you out of the presence of Jesus. And I saw it earlier, but it came back again, so I feel like we need to deal with this. So anybody who has raised kids and didn't do a perfect job, that would be all of us. See, the enemy likes to single us out. He likes to pull us out and say, you are the only one who did such a terrible job. How can you call yourself a Christian? I see that. And see, I see the hooks that the people have bought into that. Well, first of all, I'm exposing the enemy for what he is. He's a liar. Father of lies. His job is to deceive and steal and kill and destroy. Now, if you feel like you have not done a great job raising your kids, this is for you. Today you're getting unhooked from that because that's a lie from the enemy. You know what? None of us. We all fall short. We all have fallen short. Only Jesus Christ is the perfect one. Okay? He's the perfect one. So we are no longer, we're going to refuse to believe the lie of the enemy. So right now I unhook the lie. I expose it and I unhook it in the spirit. You are worthy by the blood of the Lamb. We call on the blood of the Lamb right now to cleanse our memory, to put a wall between this lie and the truth, and we declare the truth. See, that's a weapon of warfare the enemy's using. So we declare no weapon formed against us will prosper. Amen. Every tongue that rises up against us, we condemn. The enemy's been rising his tongue against us. So we condemn that. We refuse the lie. And right now I want you all to say, I refuse the lie of the enemy.
I refuse the lie of the enemy.
I did the best job I could raising those kids. I'm not perfect. Although I'm being made perfect in His image, I am choosing to believe His truth. I separate myself from that lie, and I will no longer be entertained, accused, or put the spotlight of deception on me. I choose to look at the glory of the King and receive everything He's done for my family, for myself, in Jesus' name.
How bad you messed it up.
Yeah.
He'll always fix it if you let Him. Doesn't matter if you zigged when you should have zagged. He will, if you just give it to Him, He can still meet it right. It doesn't matter if you go way over here and you go, oh man, I blew it. He will meet you where you're at. He never yells or condemns. He doesn't strike you with lightning. He says, okay, come on, let me help you get back in center. If you messed up your kids and they're out there and they're a mess, you just give them to Him. He is going to go find them. He's able. He's able. And He come and find you. He came and found you, you know, no matter how far you went. There's someone here and there's no condemnation in this word. You've had a struggle with alcohol. It's been a bit of a struggle for you. And you've used it as an emotional kind of band-aid. And there's all kinds of emotional band-aids, aren't there? You know, relationship. Facebook. Some people have Facebook as their emotional band-aid. You know, relationships, talking on the phone to a girlfriend. You know, there's all kinds of old movies. That was mine. Old movies and pizza. Hallelujah. Escape. Turn on some Turner Classic and get a good old pizza. Emotional band-aid. And this person I'm talking to, you know, we all have different ways of dealing with stuff, and it has been easy to lean a little bit on it because it's a numbing agent. But in your heart, you've said, I really don't want this, but I, you know, it's just been a habit, and I saw the glory of the Lord. And there's no condemnation, my friend, none whatsoever, but I saw the Lord just come and gently go, unhook, unhook. You know, it's so easy for God.
Amen. So easy. I saw a picture earlier while Laurie was talking. I had to ask the Lord what it meant. The picture was this white cross, like the beautiful white, coming out of heaven and coming down and just landing on. So I was like, what does that mean? And I was asking the Lord what it means, and He said, I'm releasing people into what they were born to do. I don't know if that's for everybody, but there's some of you that you've actually been active in some form of ministry or another. And don't misunderstand, the word ministry just means serve. So that may mean feeding someone that can't feed themselves. It can mean anything, right? But you've already been doing some things for God. But there's been a limitation. There's been like a gate that's been closed to you. And I'm seeing this opening in the Spirit. And you've been pressing in this one particular person. Actually, I feel like it's okay to say, John, I just feel like you've been pressing in for years. And you've been pressing and praying and doing everything you knew to do. And it has not always been easy, but I saw the gate fly open. I saw a gate flying open for you. And something that you've occasionally glimpsed. You've occasionally tasted. You've tasted some of the things. You've been a soaker. You've been a person that marinates in the presence, and you've been hanging out with God. And you've tasted and glimpsed. But I saw that becoming open. And that's a blast when the taste or the glimpse becomes a permanent thing.
Yeah.
You know, where that's just where you live. And I'm seeing that opening up. This is something that God has done because you've been crying out for a long time. And you were faithful. You know, you didn't have to come today. And you've done things, John, that were not always easy. You've made choices that were not always the easy choice. And that means putting something on the altar. And you've done that again and again. It has not been easy. But I saw that when because you've done that, you've opened a gateway for the Lord's blessing to come. And so I feel like the Lord is opening something up for you. Yes, please do. Yes.
So I just want to read this word because it came to me recently. It was a powerful one for me. I consider it a rhema word. But it's Romans 8, 9 through 11. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not in it. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit and Lord Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal body through this Spirit who dwells in you. And ask everyone who will have life.
Amen. Amen. I saw somebody in here who struggles with temptation in the area of sexual impurity. And I saw that as I was praying on it and getting the word from the Lord, I saw that you keep getting drawn into a relationship with a man. And the Lord said you're looking... you're really looking for Jesus, and but you're being deceived. And I actually saw a hook in the Spirit for that person. So right now I command that hook to come out in the name of Jesus. I release you from that bondage, and I declare an openness to understand and perceive how great God is and how much He loves you. He has pulled you out of the kingdom of darkness, and He is showing you truth right now. And I just bless you as I see that area sealed up right now. This is one of those words where you've been struggling with temptation for a long time, and here you are back at the altar crying out for grace and mercy. And I see the Lord has moved His hand right now and closed that door in the Spirit, so there is a removal of the temptation. Now I encourage you to guard your eyes
and keep your heart pure and call on grace, because you've been set free today. You've been set free today.
Brother Robert, I saw a picture of you, and it's kind of interesting. Your arms were full of babies, and these weren't babies in the natural, but they're young ones in the Lord. And you know, you do have an apostolic calling, and I saw you raising up young ones in the Lord in purity. And I know that you have a calling to business and to business leaders. And I think that some people who are mature in business may not be mature in the Lord. But I saw you just carrying them, and it was easy for you. You were laughing and having fun, but you were carrying them and raising them up and training them. And it's a real anointing that you have. And in its way, you're sort of a pastor to them. Those who may never set foot in church will learn the ways of God and the ways of kingdom business through you, because you have such a, you know, it's wrong to say you just have an anointing. It's like you, almost like you are a pillar of business anointing. You are a pillar of that anointing in the body, and it is so much needed. And I see that God is going to be releasing through you. Right now it may be in small ways, but I see it expanding. I may actually see you teaching later on at business seminars. I see books coming out. I see information online on how to do the stuff. But it's almost like you're teaching Proverbs in a way. You're teaching the business wisdom of Proverbs and the business wisdom of the Word of God in simple ways to people that need to grow in it. Years ago, a true prophet of God gave me a word. He said that I would be used to raise up Timothys, but I feel like, Robert, that in some way you're going to be raising up business Timothys. Business Timothys. I know I said something about this earlier, but I still feel like it's not, God is still bringing this up. He's unhooking people from their past. In some cases, there's been past failures. And I saw God unhook it and just fling it, like that's not part of what we're doing. In some cases, it was actually past successes where you look back and say, is it ever going to be, you know, am I ever going to hit the ball out of the park again like I did then, you know, are my best days past? And I feel like the Lord put his arm over your shoulder, and he put his face right next to your face, and he was pointing out and saying, we are going to knock the ball out of the park. Yeah. You and me, we're going to knock the ball out of the park, and you're going to see it.
I see somebody in here who has an issue with their blood. There's actual a blood issue. It has to do with the cells not balanced. I'm seeing a picture of the blood cells, and there's actually I hear the word curse on it. So I just break that curse against your blood. I break that curse against your life. I command all cancer cells to die in the name of Jesus. I command the healing power of Jesus Christ right now to manifest through your body in Jesus' name. Wholeness, restoration. Amen. I'm seeing lungs, and I'm seeing two things on lungs. I'm seeing there's like a little spot, a couple spots, and so I command those right now to dissolve in the name of Jesus. I speak to those lungs, and I command them to be whole. I command the creative power of Jesus Christ right now to recreate any and all areas in your lungs. I command the breath of God to blow through right now and heal your lungs in the name of Jesus.
Okay. I saw someone that was having headaches, and they are sinus related. They come and go, but it's very, very painful. I'm not sure if it's from allergies, but I saw the Lord almost as though he lifted that right off. So, Father, we curse any form of sinusitis or congestion. We command the headaches to go, and we release them from it permanently in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
someone's had a problem with your back. It's been a long-term problem. And it's almost like there some sort of accident happened where it almost like forced your back just not just out of alignment, but like way out. There's something wrong with it. I think there may be a bulging disc. And I saw the Lord put his thumb and just like push it back in where it's supposed to be. I saw there's a shifting in your back, and God's realigning, and it's going to feel weird because it's been out. It's been out of whack for so long. It's going to feel really weird for a few days. You're going to be like, what is wrong? You know, but it's actually the first time you've been in alignment for years. In Jesus' name. There's someone here with an artwork. You have an art anointing. I'm hearing artwork. God is lifting the cap off of that. I don't know what that means to you, but he's pulling the cap off, and something that has been capped in the area of art is being released and released for God. I saw someone's checkbook, and you've struggled to, like, you know, balance the bills and figure out which bills to pay, and it's sort of like rob Peter to pay Paul and pay this one but not that one. It's been difficult, and it was like I saw God's hand come down like this, like right on that checkbook. And Father, we thank you that you're bringing that into order.
Yes, Lord.
That those are your finances, Father. That you're going to bring that into order, and you're going to help even to train and to grow people into your order of finances so that they know how to walk in the blessings all the time.
When Holly was saying that, I saw it earlier. I heard the phrase paid in full, but then when she was releasing that, I saw a medical bill, and I saw the hand of God stamp it paid in full in red. And normally red is past due. It was Jesus paid in full.
There's someone in here that is either in the throes of or has recently been through a divorce situation. And it's been, I don't think it was your choice. You know, I don't think it was something you necessarily would have chosen yourself. But it has happened or is in the process. And it's been scary, and I saw you kind of like, what now? Because when that happens, suddenly you're in a new, whole new lifestyle, and you don't know what you're supposed to do because you did everything another way for so long. And I heard the Lord saying to you, do not fear. I am going to take care of you. I am going to line things up for you. I am going to watch over you, and I'm going to teach you how to do life. I am going to teach you how to do life and how to do it in me. And we, he said, are going to have some fun. We're going to enjoy each other. I'm going to teach you. I don't want you to worry. You know, not everything that happens is your fault. Sometimes things just happen. And it's not perfect. But God still pours his grace and his glory. God can still make right. He can still do it right in Jesus' name.
I saw a Holy Ghost adjustment when she was saying that. I saw this person was tending to look back. It might be more than one person was tending to look back, but if I only would have, or if I only could have, or I wish I would have. I saw the Lord just kind of like position you to truth and realize that, well, I'm actually here, and don't look back. Don't look back at the former thing. I also, I saw this word earlier. I know I thought it was going to get dealt with, but it didn't, so we're going there. I saw some weariness in some hearts of, you know, from the trial and from just living life. And I actually saw, like, because of the weariness, some of you are older saints in the Lord, and you showed up every day, but you were a little tired. And I saw this hit you in the spirit, and this is for more than one person. I saw this hit you in the spirit, and it caused a jarring where it's almost like it caused you to think a little different. Like, is this is it? This is it. And the Lord says to you, no, this isn't it. This is not it. I have not forgotten you. I have spoke promises into your heart, and I'm going to do it on your behalf. I'm the one that's going to do it. And he's reminded me of how when Jesus was resurrected out of the dead, you know, you've given up hope in this area. There's an area of hopelessness, and I'm just going to release the resurrection power of Jesus Christ right now to
yes.
hopelessness.
Yeah.
I speak, hope rise in the name of Jesus. And what I'm seeing is, you know, sometimes I see schemes of the enemy, and I see at the same time the enemy was clothing you or trying to put this garment, like this gray, it looks like an old raincoat over your thinking, and it's like a heavy backpack. You know, it's like weighted down, and it's like lead. You know, it's like a lead thing. And I command that to go right now in the name of Jesus. In fact, I see some of you are struggling with you know, you're nodding off, so to speak, in the spirit. You know, like, you know, and that's not your covenant. And so I command that to go right now in the name of Jesus. I break that off your soul right now in the name of Jesus. I command that thing to go in the name of Jesus. You were questioning, you know, what's up? Why is this happening to me? You know, do I need more vitamins? No. This is from the enemy, and I expose him, and I command that thing to go right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
While Laurie was... I'm sorry, go ahead. It's for four people. I'm seeing four people in here that thing is on, and I saw it go. So know that it's gone in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The blood. Go ahead, Alan.
While Laurie was sharing, when she first started talking about someone that's just been kind of... stuck. I saw a picture, and it's like you've been really faithful to God, but you felt kind of closed off, like you were stuck in the back room, and you've kind of felt like, am I ever gonna come forth out of this room that I've been stuck in for so long? You've been faithful and true. You've worshipped the Lord. You've stayed in the Word. You've done the stuff, but there's been this kind of feeling like, am I ever gonna get out of this back room? And I saw the Lord. It was like something rolled away. It wasn't a stone, but it was like some big massive thing rolled away. And the Lord, you were like, the door was open, but the person was like, I'm not sure what to do, because you'd been in this particular circumstance for so many years. So the Lord actually reached in and said, come on, come on, the door's open. And this has to do with resurrection power.
Yeah, yeah.
This has to do with Him resurrecting who you are. This has to do with Him resurrecting something about what you're called to do in this earth. And I saw Him take you by the hand. You know, He'll never force you or push you, but as much as you're able to take steps, I saw Him walking with you and walk you out of that place where you felt like you were being faithful in this locked up place for so long, wondering, am I ever going to get out of this? And I'm seeing the resurrection of dreams and hopes right now as I'm looking. I'm seeing cords come untied and old dreams being raised up that were from God. Old things being raised up that were from the Lord. Things you thought you'd do and then it just fell by the wayside and who knew? Or maybe life came along and bashed your dream. But I'm seeing God raise up some things. At the very beginning when we were in worship, I saw something that I'm occasionally allowed to see. I've seen it many times. You've probably heard me talk about it. But by the throne, you'll often see it. It's like a beautiful treasure chest. And it's just loaded with beautiful gems and jewelry of every kind. But it represents gifts. Every piece in there is wholly unique. There are no two pieces alike. And once in a while, I get to see the Lord allowing that chest to come forth, and it means He's releasing unto us that little something that's just for us. I feel led to share this if you have the time. For many years, I've preached since 1989. I've been through ups and downs and all kinds of stuff, but there was always some things that I wondered about in the kingdom, you know, what I would really do, even while I was doing the stuff. And within the last couple of years, God began to show me what you might call my mission statement. Now, if you would have asked me 20 years ago, this is for someone, if you would have asked me 20 years ago, what are you called to do? I would have said, well, I'm called to preach. Well, okay, Holly, does that mean you're a crusade evangelist? Does that mean you're a pastor's wife? Does that mean you're an Amway salesman? What does that mean? What are you called to do? In other words, preaching for me was the how. That's how you do it. That's one of the ways you do it. but what are you called to do? And so when God showed me the real to do for me, it's not like anybody else's, so it won't be yours. But what I found was the minute you know that, all of life comes in order. Because now you're not messing around with going, is it this, is it that? Am I, you know? So ask God to reveal to you your mission statement. No matter what it is, private or public, small or great. Because once you know that, you know who your Edgar used to say, I know who I am. And because he knew who he was, and he really did, I saw creative miracles come out of him like nobody I ever saw. Because he knew who he was and why he was put on this earth. Ask God, and he will tell you, he'll find a way to show you, what am I here for? Be specific, Lord. What is my mission? It's not just that I'm called to, you know, preach or write or what. What is the mission? Now, just by the way, tell you mine is to raise up 1 million disciples that can move in the Spirit, that can operate in the realm of the Spirit, that are wholly free emotionally, that won't endure idols, right? I had a whole list of things. But it's to help people become who they are in God. And a lot of them will become far greater than me, and I know it. But that's a good thing. I'm just going to share this. He said to me one day, would you rather be John G. Lake or raise up 1,000 John G. Lakes? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'd rather raise up 1,000. Yeah. Right? So God is doing a thing. He's doing something in you. Something has been awakened in you today. Something has come alive in you. In everybody, it'll play out different. Some of you will get 4 days out of here and go, oh, wait, that's new. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I have a memory that I totally forgot about when God promised this. You're going to have situations. There's something new that's happening in us. So it's spend time giving God enough time to speak into you. You know, give him enough time. Sit with the Lord. I have a thing back there called, it's a CD called Sitting at the Feet of Jesus. It's just some simple ways where we can just sit and listen. Hallelujah. Do you have anything else in your heart? Okay, does anybody else have a public word they need to deliver? Okay. I had asked the Lord that we not go home at 3:25. Hallelujah. That we not leave until we did everything we were supposed to do. And I feel like a woman who's had a baby. Well, not quite. But we knew that God called this, and we endured a really interesting attack for weeks on end. And somehow we knew it had to do with today. But you know, it is worth. Because God's people, you know, I feel like God has so much for his people. And we haven't received just a fraction of all that he has. So right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I bless your people. I bless them. I ask you to pour your blessings. I ask you to pour your presence, your anointing, and your Spirit. I ask you to take them into new realms of hearing and seeing and knowing what you're saying. I ask you to explode the word on the inside of them. You know that it won't just be head knowledge, but there will be explosive revelation by the Holy Spirit when they see the scriptures. I bless them as they go. I ask that every one of them will find their path, their niche, and their healing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay. Thank you, Jesus.